Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Yeah, I do. Hell yeah, I do. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Comedy Works in Denver. Yeah, on Sunday, August 12th, Two Oceans 12, at 4:20-ish. Thank you to all of you for coming to this first ever Doug Loves Movies taping in the state of Denver. Yeah! And on June 27th, we did a stand-up show here at Comedy Works, and we played the Leonard Maltin game with audience members, and the winner of that showdown won a guest slot today on the show. But who will be joining him? Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Let's see what's going on in the bag. See if there's any clues. A couple of Criterion Collection Akira Kurosawa movies. Yes, Seven Samurai and High and Low. So that may be someone that would participate in one of those. We'll be here. A t-shirt that says Sunset Junction Organic Medicine. It's the dispensary that one of my guests visits in California. So give them a nice plug and congratulations on still being open. Because they're cracking down out in LA and it sucks. We also got maybe the final Freak Dance sticker, my CD, Smug Life, Professional Humor Idiot, a pair of sunglasses that look, those look nice, right? They say Comedy Network on them. So somebody was just for laughs in Montreal and got that in his swag bag or whatever. And then a DVD I'm not going to show you until this person gets out here because it will totally spoil the surprise I'm about to spoil anyway. Please welcome Denver. Please welcome to the stage your own Tim Stack and also Brendan Walsh and Denver's also very own TJ Miller.
It happened. I tried as I could, and I came back home.
Yeah. We have a copy of your No Real Reason extended, uncensored Comedy Central DVD.
And that is 2.5 minutes longer than the original. And it's got all the greatest hits. Me going, me going, wait, oh yeah, okay. It's just all my stutters in between the jokes.
They love it, according to one person.
Unfortunately, I don't even think she said we want it. Or she
I think she
it.
Said she loved it, yeah.
No, she said, I want it. Yeah, it was a big difference between love and wanting. It's like when you walk across the street and see a hobo that's like, please, let's have intercourse. And you're like, I want it.
I wonder how she feels about Kurosawa movies. Yeah, exactly. Silence. So that's everything that's in the prize bag, and thank you to you three gentlemen for being here. Let's start with Tim Stack, audience winner, everybody.
Yeah!
Thank you, Doug.
He came from within. He came from within.
It's perfect. It's like the Olympic fever in here. It's all people that have a fever because they're sick of the Olympics. And we came here to not hear about it, so I'm sorry I brought it up. But please listen to my spinoff show, Doug Loves Olympics, that is going to run only when Olympics aren't happening. It's going to be about how much I miss the Olympics when they're not going on.
It's a very complicated program.
How long? Is it a full 2 years, or... Is it less because the next one's going to be in winter? I don't know how it works. You're Manny Interests on Twitter.
That's right.
And it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Doug.
What's going on with your shirt here?
It's The Roots.
Oh, okay. I love The Roots.
Yeah, it's all the different records.
It's just a list of all the records they put out?
Yeah, and it's like a food label.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
She wants it. She wants it. Yeah. The lady wants
give her your shirt for food labels. Yay! We need them to know what's inside.
Nutritional information. What?
So have you been training for this Olympic-like event today? All these games you're gonna have to play against these veterans.
Right when
veterans.
I
veterans.
Yeah,
look after into my eyes and see me defeating you at Build a Title.
He's got extra crazy hair today, too. Scary.
I told myself I was going to train, but then it just went by the wayside. So.
Yeah, but you listen to the show.
Absolutely.
And that's a massive amount of training, because these guys do not listen to the show ever.
I have not heard
they
one
They barely
episode.
Listen yeah, when they're on one it. And that brings me to Brandon Walsh is here, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, Brandon.
Thank you. White power. I mean, what's up? I mean, hey, how's it going?
You've been out in the sun. It should be red power.
Red power.
And you, you were there yesterday at the, we went to the UFC fights, courtesy of our friend Joe Rogan, mm-hmm. and, yeah, and it was a lot of fun, but the title card, the main fight, was a guy named Benson Henderson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was fighting, and when the crowd started chanting, Benson, I took out my phone, I was fumbling with it, and Brandon's like, you're going to tape them yelling Benson.
Oh, no!
Of course. Did you really catch him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he really caught me about to do it, and then they stopped chanting it, and then every time, and then he kept trying to start it up again.
And
it was one of those fights where it's hard to get a chant going because it was two guys just dancing around for five rounds. And everybody thought the other guy should have won. But anyway, it was...
I like that you put that as your ringtone. Yeah.
I didn't know what I was going to do with it.
You put it as your ringtone, and then when you're on the subway, I don't know why you would ever be on the subway.
I ride the subway once in a while.
But you don't get cell service.
Your phone starts ringing. It's like, Benson. You just look over to a stranger. You go, yeah, I do very well.
That's actually not my ringtone. It's on speakerphone.
I think your ringtone is just that Benson chant, and then when you do it on the subway, it's like, Benson, Benson. And then you look at a stranger and you go, they're saying Brendan.
We also did, I don't know.
The recording came out really shitty, too, so. So
it's just vague enough, you know?
It just sounds like people just yelling, just making noise.
Did anybody see us photobombing the fighters as they entered the octagon?
Yeah, every time they would enter to their song and they'd go down that one hallway, we would just get on the rail and try to touch them as they walked by.
We touched a bunch, yeah.
But we try to get them to touch us. Yeah. That was the other fun thing, trying to get the ring girls to wave at us, and two of them did. Just because we'd be, if she would look out into the crowd, we'd just be out there.
Unbelievable.
Two overgrown idiots.
Overgrown idiots. Just two ringly.
But we were on a tear. Every fighter we touched and that touched us won the fight.
Yeah, they won their fight. The ones that were willing to touch us.
What kind of little girls are you that you're like, we touched him?
Yeah,
we
touched exactly him. What we were.
It made it more exciting.
We got a real big piece of. Oh, I touched a neck sweat all the way back around his head.
I like to get to know someone before I root for them.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a really quick touch. TJ Miller's here, everybody. Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm such a
buffoon. No.
I loved your scene in Rock of Ages, or as Jeff Garland refers to it, Grandma's Cock of Ages.
I mean, when will it end, right? He just won't stop leaving voicemails. Keep going.
The rematch is going to happen, though. You and Pete and Jeff Garland are going to...
Oh, we'll see!
...be together on the same stage.
Pete's,
but we've got
Pete's
some new contenders that I got to work in.
Pete's ego was so damaged that I don't know if he can ever come back on a podcast.
He only scream laughs at half the decibel he used to.
Good time. Have fun with me too. I'm afraid of dying.
I bet you Pete Holmes is the least popular podcast in the hungover people demographic.
Oh my God.
It's a bit rough.
It's just all his entire demographic is hard of hearing. They're like, I love how he softly is excited about things. And if you didn't like that, then it's my fault.
Do you have any movies in the can, TJ? And by that, I mean films with you in the bathroom.
Well, recently I took apart She's Out of My League.
Up your butt.
I cut it up into pieces and I mashed it into a tuna can. So I got that. No movies, but I'm in The Good One Games, which is coming out on Fox. It's a new situation comedy. I'll be playing an ex-con with a heart of gold who's got a daughter but also can't stop stealing. Anywho.
Is that how he got the heart of gold? He lifted it from somewhere?
He just always looks paraplegic.
No, but seriously, what are you up to? What are you working on?
The Good One Games is a new situation comedy on Fox. It's about three
How
siblings.
Different, how much do you think it got greenlit because people think it might be like The Hunger Games?
It's enough like it, yeah. The working title was The Twilight of the Games Hungy. I didn't make it past the first round.
That could not have tested well.
Focus testing. Point being... Yeah, so the Good One Games, and then I also, there's a show, Mashup, on Comedy Central that I'm hosting and made up, and it's, we'll see what happens with it. Please enjoy it. I hope you do. There's amazing comedians on it, and we want to get a second season and get it to be more focused. Yeah, no one knew how to respond to that, and neither do I. I don't.
There's one girl over there that said she's going to do it.
It's the same girl every time.
She's going to take care of it.
I'm so excited.
Same girl.
She's all about positive energy.
She's so excited.
Yes. Yes. Enjoy it. Tarzana. 818 till I die.
I played baseball.
Female Pete Holmes.
roasting Brody Stevens. He's not even here.
But hopefully you all feel connected, you know. I just said that to alienate as many people as possible.
We'll be getting to the games portion in a second, but let me just quickly go through and talk about recent movies. Brendan and I, it was you, right?
Yeah, that was
we
us.
I did recently have on a beard. I was wearing a false beard.
We saw The Campaign yesterday.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed that together.
I thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
You guys see it?
Saw it this morning.
It's good, right?
It's kind of an unfortunate, it's a hard subject to laugh at, how fucked up and stupid American politics are right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to be like, ha ha ha, they're
making... They hit the nail on the head, everything is corrupt.
There's not a real
problem. I've never seen it like this before.
But it's really got silly and dirty parts in it that were very,
there's some really very funny parts. And the funniest thing, though, before we went in there, I was hungry before we went there, so I was like, I'll get a taco and just bring it in with me. And Doug was like, you won't be able to get that in there. They wouldn't let us bring Jamba Juice in when I saw Sex in the City here.
No way. Really?
Yeah, and I said, and I went, really? And I said, oh, you're fucking with me.
No.
And then when we're getting
there... You thought that's just something I said to be funny.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a factual thing.
It is a funny sentence. I knew it as I was saying it. That's why I included all the information. I could have just said one time I couldn't get a juice in there.
Yeah.
You got it. You got to cut it off after Sex in the. You know, don't finish that even.
But there's so many movies.
Let me bring Jamba Juice in there during Sex in the. Hey, look at Bird.
Exactly.
We saw a lot of trailers yesterday too before the movie. I can't remember
that
which
Bradley
ones.
Cooper movie looks.
Oh
insane.
Lord, yeah. Directed by David O. Russell, who I normally like quite a bit, but
is that Hit and Run?
No, it's called Silver Playbook Linings. Silver Linings Playbook. Silver Linings Playbook is what it's fucking called.
The most inaccessible.
No way.
And it turns from like...
They should just put a camera at every box office, at every theater in North America, and find the person who says the right name when they go to buy a ticket out of the dozen or so that show up to see Bradley Cooper, handsomest man alive, according to People Magazine, as a guy who's got mental problems.
Yeah, living with his parents. And it meets some lady who wants to fix him. And then all of a sudden, you remember the part where she's like, well, I'm in this big dance contest later, and I need a partner. And he's like,
yeah, by the way, this movie's about a dance contest.
What? You don't know until like halfway through the trailer.
Playbook?
Yeah, and it's all about they fight together. Jennifer Lawrence from Hunger Games. They work together to try to win a dance contest and cure their mental illness.
Yeah. And Robert De Niro plays his dad.
Really?
Yeah. Robert De Niro will do anything.
How does dancing cure mental illness?
They decided to drop the. They decided not to go with the working title that they had of Rain Man 2012.
Dancing. Step up 3D.
I Am Also Sam, they were going to call it for a while. I hope the local news got that part, because when they told me they might be filming in here today, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to say something. I'm going to talk about how I want to stab Tracy Morgan's son with my
pecker,
my dick.
I'm going to describe Silver Lining Playbook as retard breakdancing.
That's too far.
No, no, no.
It's too much.
It was.
Because that's an actual movie coming out.
It's starring the Wayans brothers. Here's the deal. Just listen to me. It's a great story of love.
TJ, have you been to the cinema?
You know, I haven't been able to go to the cinema.
Here we go.
Here we go. He's going to answer. But I saw Deer Hunter. Have you seen Deer Hunter recently? The Robert Chimani film? The Chi-Chi Chimani film?
I saw it once when it came out, and then every once in a while I revisit parts of it, but it's kind of hard.
Well, I watch it every hour on the hour, Doug. It's morning, like, to night, every other month,
But do you still enjoy the beginning where you watch a wedding in real time? Did you enjoy that? Where you see the whole reception?
I like that the first hour of the film is the director going, well, these are all the things we could choose from. So those were all our options. Now here's the rest of the movie. Like, he just doesn't edit at all.
Or they just, the first night of shooting was just a, they just had a wedding, and that was so everyone in the cast could get to know each other. And then later, they later came the uglier parts.
But I, you know,
very ugly.
I don't understand, because there's a lot of controversy about the veracity of the film.
Controversy now?
Yeah, currently. Like
it's a new controversy?
30 years later?
Or back in 1978?
Doug, there is a comment board that is a fire with threads that I started. It's at geocities.tjmiller.com. Listen to me, Doug. People are going nuts over it. And there are five or six different usernames that are anagrams of TJ Miller that are losing their shit over whether or not Russian roulette was ever a betting sport. But I also saw... I also saw The Long Goodbye, a Robert Altman film. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
I
don't think I ever saw that.
You didn't see it?
It's a good one.
Barbara Streisand in that?
You know, she should have been.
Yeah.
You know, as I watched it, I was like, this is missing something.
She didn't always just act in musicals. Like, she could have walked in and just talked.
Doug, that's just how I wish for things. When I wish for something, I sing it.
She show her tits in Yentl?
She showed her lentils in Beaches.
That doesn't even make sense.
Still alive.
Even in Beaches? I don't think she's in Beaches.
You know, she isn't, but like I was saying before, she seems like she should have been.
Bette Midler.
That's the core of what I'm saying about Barbara Streisand. Is some performers, you feel like they should be in things, you know? Yeah. Like Paul Newman in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Don't laugh till you've tried it.
Let's get that going.
Yeah, but so then my lady friend made me watch... the other Robert Altman.
Your lake friend?
Yeah, my lake friend. She's a lady friend that I only see in the lake. She's my lady in the lake friend. We watched...
Who played that part in the movie?
In Lady in the Lake?
Oh, wait. Lady in the Water, I think it was called. Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan.
Some guy in the back that's like, I have a piece of information today.
Shyamalan!
I'd need to use...
He was walking down the street going, I know I'm going to have to yell Shyamalan at some point.
Shyamalama ding dong!
When it comes up, I'm going to be ready.
So I saw Three Women, which was another Robert Altman film. And that is...
That's got to be rough, right?
It's pretty difficult.
Shelley Duvall at her most gorgeous.
Hey, who are you to judge?
Probably hot off of being chased around, or she's about to get chased around by an axe-wielder. I almost said an axe-wielding weirderer, which is what they should all be called.
An axe-wielding weirder.
Have you been to the movies, Tim?
I saw The Campaign this morning.
Yeah, you said that, and did you like it?
Yeah, thought it was a lot of fun. Before that, Dark Knight three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
Holy
good
shit.
Good for you, good
like
for
a
you.
Part-time job.
I'm still, I haven't done number two yet.
Oh, well,
that's a problem.
Maybe take a laxative.
Race to the poop joke. And Brendan Walsh breasted the tape in the race to the shit joke. Almost broke his leg getting there.
He fell. Ironically, he did not shit himself. Only pissed.
All right, well, yeah, we saw a campaign. I'm trying to remember what other trailers we saw, though. There was something that looked really awesome.
There was another weird one. Oh, there was that one.
But they all show too much.
Yeah, yeah. There was that one, it was based on a book.
The Pie one?
The Pie one. Yeah, that was a pretty entertaining trailer.
Oh, Life of Pie, that trailer's nuts.
Yeah.
It's I kept thinking that because they didn't say the name of the movie till the end, and so I guessed that a movie might be called Tiger Boat.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's just in a boat with a tiger.
He's in a boat with a tiger. It looks like when the trailer first starts, it looks like it's the story of a little boy in a boat with a tiger, and the tiger wants to eat him. Go. Yeah. That is what this movie's going to be about.
Get some fancy
and
cameras.
Then there's lots of other stuff seems to go on. It's a very. It's a quite an interesting trailer. I hope it's a good movie. Does anybody here hungry for games?
Oh, that Ben Affleck one looked good. That's the one that we thought.
Oh yeah, Argo. Yeah. Another Argo. One that's hard to remember is called Argo.
Argo, yeah.
Yeah, and that does look good. I think Ben Affleck knows how to make movies.
He knows what he's doing, I think.
Yeah,
he's in the line for the Justice League movie.
He's going to direct it, the Justice League movie.
That's the rumor right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Tim Stack, everybody.
Tim Stack hitting it from the backside.
Hollywood Insider.
Stacking, rocking it, and then attacking it.
You did train for this. You've been listening to the show going, well, I'm going to go in there and actually say some stuff about movies that people like might want to hear.
I like his style. Have you seen Celeste and Jesse Forever?
I have not, no.
Neither have I. Your move, Tim Stack.
Is that another Robert Altman?
What?
Is that another Robert Altman?
It isn't, but I've got three or four more I want to talk about. McCabe and Mrs. Miller, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on? McCabe's the loneliest gambler.
There's less over-talking in that Altman movie because of they're just in a cabin in the woods, right? It's just like
yeah.
a couple people.
That's what he's notorious for, right? Over-talking?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Is that true? What people...
Tim Stack, yes. Nod and get on the mic, motherfucker.
Yes. Yeah, he has a lot of...
There he is.
He has a lot of overlapping dialogue, and people often refer to the T.J. Miller, Pete Holmes, and Jeff Garland episode of this show as an Altman podcast.
What a great group of people that are very effective in hurting people's feelings.
Oh, I block them all. I write back, ha ha, blocked.
Stack, are you an Altman fan?
Yeah, I dig him.
Just kidding.
Dig him.
About
The Player.
The Player is very good.
The Player is a great
Shortcuts
one.
Is all right,
so I appreciate
especially
it.
If you, you know, like
Shortcuts
movies about a guy who uses an earthquake as a alibi for beating his wife with a rock.
I prefer Tremors. I like Tremors.
Tremors was not an Altman movie, but...
But in terms of earthquakes...
I like the way your mind works.
I prefer it. Yeah, I like
that. I like the way your mind doesn't work. Are you good, though? Are you good? Can we move on to the game section?
You know what? I'd like to tell a story.
You have an announcement to make.
What? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Brendan, I hope you, the audience, will sort of chant Brendan's chant, which is... well, yeah. And there's definitely Benson, a guy who, Benson. Just the fucking night before Christmas, just tears open his presents. Nobody on that one? Okay, good. Announcement to make. Excuse me? Okay. I'm an
hey, this show doesn't need two hosts. Do you mind doing it so I could leave?
Thank you. I'd like to say I'm divorcing my wife, Karen, in 37 years, who is always supportive and comes to shows, but when I'm not ready to say something, she yells out, "Say it!" So that's my announcement. We're having a party on Tuesday.
37 years? You got married when you were probably negative years?
Doug, it's BYOD. Bring your own dip.
The party.
So basically, we'll have plenty of chips, but if you don't bring the dip, go fuck yourself.
Dry chips.
Sick of these dip seekers. All I want is dip. Oh, you'll bring a bag of chips, but fuck you, where's the dip?
I'm no dip skipper.
Smug Life, available now.
That is a callback across other media.
Yeah.
Let's play how much did this shit make? Yeah, it's a new game. Where you guys have to bid. We'll start with Tim, and then we'll let Brendan go at it, and then we'll let TJ have a crack. And you get to bid, Price is Right style, on how much you think a certain movie made at the domestic box office here in the United States. That's what domestic means. And
it will not be domestic in the Philippines.
And yeah, you have to guess the right amount without going over, of course.
Okay.
And
Guam and Puerto Rico count?
So what?
Guam and Puerto Rico?
What's the stance on territories? U.S. territories. You know what I'm talking about, Doug? Puerto Rico. What is it?
Well, that's a question for boxofficemojo.com, because I don't know the answer, but...
Boxofficemojo.com, are you here tonight? If you are, stand up.
Nope.
We're good on that, then?
I had three more things, but let's move on.
The film in question is a motion picture called Yogi Bear.
Well, it looks like you guys just entered the Thunderdome.
Fuck you guys.
How much do you think?
All you had to do was cheer for that. I know the exact amount of money that Yogi Bear 3D made.
All right, well, you have to wait. You got to let the other guys bid first. Tim, what do you think?
I'd say 120 million.
120 million.
What? Tim! Are you a box office analyst?
Brendan?
And this is just theatrical release, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, 140?
And also the times where TJ showed it to people in their homes.
Oh.
Which costs $8.50. That's a steal.
I'll say, boy, I don't know. Oh, should I go $1? Can I do that?
Hey!
Audience,
hey,
do not
Dad,
help.
Dad, shut your mouth. That's my father in the back. You don't know a goddamn thing about it!
I make $25. Leave me alone,
I'll say,
Dad. You go back to Glendale.
I'll say $89 million.
All right, so we go to TJ. We've got 120, we got 89.
We like sugar.
What did you say?
This young lady wants you to say 121.
121.
What million.
Yeah, she said million.
Million.
Just in case all of us were like, $121. What the hell are you thinking, lady? At least $1,210.
Come on, we got it. We're going to run out of time for Plinko.
100.402 million dollars domestic.
So Brendan is our winner with the bid of 89 million.
Impossible.
Because you went over. It's 100.2 million.
What is it?
According to Box Office Mojo.
Hey, Doug, did you count the times that I screened it in my own fucking house? Looks like I won this round, Benson.
Benson!
Wait, let me record it.
Benson!
You don't want to do it.
That's how this show is going to open from now on. Is we're going to play that for 30 seconds before the theme song comes on. Because the theme song startles people anyway. Doug hates. You're eased into it more, but it's like, Benson!
You gotta.
And what I love tonight, I love it. Every time I go on the road, you guys are probably sitting there thinking, we could clap along to this theme song. And until I play for an all-black crowd, it's never gonna. It's never gonna happen.
I gotta say that you do. You know, the theme song is startling. I think there's gotta have been at least a few people in their cubicles every year that are drinking coffee, like, well, I'll start my day with some Doug Loves Movies. Can't wait to start it. I'll have a sip of coffee as I press play.
What the hell?
Was that Pete Holmes at his fucking job?
That's
where
Pete Holmes.
Where does Pete Holmes work?
He works writing for me.
But that Benson chant, that's how Robert Guillaume's podcast starts.
What is that, Tim?
You're mad, though. What do you mean?
Robert Guillaume Benson.
Robert Guillaume.
Oh, Robert
Benson,
Guillaume.
Yeah.
Didn't he just die?
No, but he's thinking about it. Just a lot of paperwork. Okay, let's play some Build a Title. Let's play one round of Build a Title, because people love it. Now, because we're in Denver, we're going to start with, and Brendan won the last round, so he's going to go first, and then we'll go to Tim and then to TJ. And the first title.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you think that you were supposed to do something already?
I already have a Denver titled movie in my head. I thought it was.
Oh, I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you get to pick one.
To imagine.
No, I'm saying because we're in Denver, I've chosen as the starting title a movie that starred John Denver, and it's called Oh God.
Okay.
Oh God. So you need something that ends in O or begins with God. Not some crazy made up thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, oh wait, ends with O.
Gado.
Gado.
You want to go with Gado? It's a musical. The title theme is amazing. Gado. Gado. All right, you're out.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening.
I can't think. Well, I was thinking, oh, you God, look, you devil.
You look so stunned, yeah.
I can't think of any. Gods and Monsters.
Okay.
It's a movie.
All right, I'll allow it.
That's a movie? Yeah.
It is.
It is a movie. Fuck yeah. You know what, Doug? It is a movie.
It starts with
God. I don't know if you checked on box office bullshit.
I'm just happy that Brendan's alarm worked today and he's able to make it. So, Oh Gods and Monsters comes to Tim now. Go to Tim.
What?
Yeah.
And when
switch the order around.
Monsters, Inc.
Okay, so we've got Oh Gods and Monsters, Inc. So, that's not that hard, you guys. Something that starts with ink. Think about it.
Kay.
Oh, Think has ink in it.
That doesn't help me at all. That's a red herring.
I'm confusing you.
That's a red herring.
Cloverfield! That was a terrible impression. Don't feel bad about that impression. Anything?
Oh Gods and... What is it again?
Oh Gods and Monsters, Inc.
Oh Gods and Monsters, Inception. Now, if that don't stick in Colorado, I don't know what do.
Okay, so you're out, and then we go to...
Wait a second! Hold on, Doug!
And we go back to Brendan.
Doug, certain people pronounce things differently.
Can I say hustle and flow, God?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, then I'll do that.
That's correct.
Let's start the game from the beginning.
Now you get it. Hustle and Flow, Gods and Monsters, Inc.
Inception.
Tim. Noception. Noception.
Inception.
Noception. I'm not making an exception.
What if you're
for Inception?
What if you're eating popcorn and you're about to say, "I can't wait to see Inception," and you go, "I can't wait to say Inception." It's just a little kernel in your throat, Doug.
It's like a milk bubble.
It's a little what?
Milk bubble.
A little milk bubble. Because you're eating milk duds.
Tim?
I'm out. I don't got nothing.
You don't have anything?
No.
For ink?
Ink, no.
Ink?
Why do you think it's so easy?
Haven't you ever seen Incredibles?
That's the same as Inception! You guys fuck yourself, John Benson!
I won't let you do this to me on my soil! Not on my soil! Doug Benson.
I thought that was weird. I thought that was weird you put all the dirt on the stage before we started. Why are we on this soil?
I wanted
whose soil is this?
Yeah. Can we do it on your... be a place of play.
Can we do it on your mulch?
Soylent Green is people.
I challenge that. I challenge that.
Well, doesn't this podcast is going to be up for protest.
Doesn't matter.
Delay the release of it.
It really doesn't matter.
Send it to
matter.
The podcast
yeah,
administration.
Yeah.
It's like pissing in the wind while you're yelling and your urine stream jumps back up in the
Well, that does matter.
Not to me. Not after all these years.
There could be bystanders. Let's play another game. And so
I won that one too.
Yeah, you're cleaning up,
tearing it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't seem fair.
It must be.
It must be
all those winning fighters that you touched.
That's right. They touched me too.
Yeah. You've got a competitive luck now on your side, and you're going to need it for this next game because this is. Those were warm-ups.
Okay.
That you guys were thinking about so hard. This is going to get real.
Okay.
Real fast. ABCD's nuts.
I don't know this one. Never heard that one. Have you ever heard of this, Brennan?
No. Nope.
Neither of us have ever.
This is where Tim knows it, of course.
Yep.
This is the one.
Tim from the 3-point line. Swish.
Laser accuracy.
That was a good impression.
So Brendan, since you won that one, let you go first, and then we'll go to TJ.
And how does it work?
I'll tell you right now.
All right.
It's called ABCD's Nuts because
oh my God, you pulled your nuts out.
Jesus, Tim, leave them in the pants. Christ Almighty, Tim, I know you're excited.
It's a game where you go through the alphabet and name movies like with the next letter in the alphabet. So like it goes like Almost Famous, then the next guy says Batman, the next guy says Catwoman, okay. The next guy says Dick, that kind of thing. But we're not going straight through the alphabet this time. I like to now use different phrases.
Okay.
And so today we're going to spell out the phrase Denver, yeah. Okay. That's right. And as an additional bonus and an inconsequential coincidence that might happen, if you say the movie that I've pre-written down that begins with that letter, like Match Game, then you automatically win the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's out of all movies.
So I start with D.
That begin with that letter. What's that?
Start with D.
Yes,
and do
you start
I continue
with D.
each one? Or
no, you just... Robin? Okay. Next we'll go to TJ. You just have to name a movie that begins with letter D. Audience, please don't help out.
Dr. Doolittle.
Correct. I wrote down Deep Impact.
Okay.
We go to TJ with the letter E.
East of Eden.
East of Eden's good. I wrote down Extract.
Ah, you're in?
Fuck.
Yeah. That worked out funny, because you're in Extract.
Well, I know my strategy for the next round.
We go to Tim with the letter N.
Never-ending story.
Never-ending story. I said nobody's fool. Brendan, you get the letter V.
Isn't there a movie called V?
Please, no audience. No audience judging.
I'll say Vendetta.
Oh.
Well, I mean...
You're out.
Oh, V for Vendetta.
The movie's called V for Vendetta. This time you're out. I'm not going to let you back in.
Wait, V for Vendetta.
Oh, I said
that was your third guess.
No, I said V.
V?
But you were giving me a funny look.
And then just Vendetta.
All right, fine. Fine.
Okay.
Which one did you write down?
Oh, V for Vendetta. No, I'm kidding. I wrote down Vegas Vacation. So E to you again. Can't say Extract again.
Exorcist.
Extracist?
The Extracist.
We want you to put more devil in our daughter.
No, it's where an
extra, we gotta call the Extracist.
It's where an extra in the film is waiting for so long his head starts spinning.
The Extracist is the sequel to The Cyst. Also, it's The Exorcist. That begins with a T, so that doesn't count.
But is that really the T is in there?
What's that? It's called Exorcist.
All right.
But it's still wrong.
Or is it called Inception. Inception. Yo quiero ver Inception.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters increíbles.
You know, you should have learned something from those Olympic gymnasts, those girls. They didn't complain about the last event while playing the next one. They just, right? This crowd really does not care about the Olympics. Okay, I'll give you another chance, though. The movie begins with E.
What? What?
If this is his soil!
All right, Tug, I'll take it here. End game.
What's that?
It's a movie. Somebody look up.
Who's in that one?
What's that?
Who's in that one?
Well, it's a very obscure film, Tug. Somebody look it up on their phones.
Okay, you're definitely out now.
Not if there's a movie called
Endgame. Oh, no, it's called E for Endgame.
No, Brendan, it's called E for V. The movie V.
Yeah, you're out.
Is there a movie?
What? Called Endgame? Oh, I didn't look it up. I was just making some calls.
You're just texting me like, rules don't matter here, mama.
No, but you'd have to know something about Endgame to.
Doug, I saw it when I was very young. And then immediately after the film, a terrible thing happened to me. And I'm not able to look back on that with any recollection.
You got anything, Tim?
For E?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. East of Eden.
Who said that?
Guys, everybody chill.
Who said that last time?
We're going to figure out whatever the fuck happens next. It's going to be okay.
Exit-eat.
Oh, exit-eat. Okay, I'll accept that. I told him to say that. Let's go through the rest of the letters just for fun, though, because Tim's our winner.
Under protest.
Oh, Brendan's protest.
Just for the hell of it, do another E movie. You got another one. Begins with E.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah. Bam.
You would cheer for that.
Yeah. I put Easy Money, and then we have Rock of Ages, Yellow Submarine, Eat, Pray, Love. All the President's Men, and Harry and the Hendersons was my
age. I just masturbated to Eat, Pray, Love last night.
Let me guess which part.
It was the pray. I just can't. I want
you went hope. At it when she had the most
I don't love
on.
Hope, but I want hope.
All right, that was fun. Right? I thought it was. It's time for the granddaddy, and it will probably take us a while to get through it, so I'm glad we're ahead of schedule. This is the big game, the reason we're all here, the reason we brought name tags. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, and let's see those name tags.
Here we go.
I see Joe, and I see... Oh, it's a she's out of my league, but he changed it to Dylan.
Oh, that old ploy. Oh, wow, look at
wow,
that.
Wow, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, geez Louise.
There's a really is, big yeah, really titted woman with this, my face on it.
I'm looking
it says
into
Brent.
A sea of craftsmanship. Except one woman is holding up a Tom Lerone, and she just changed the B to an M. Tom Lerone. Which sounds like a guy who molests you in the back of an Italian restaurant. Nobody on that one? All right. Brent, look.
You really know Tom Lerone?
What's that?
You know Tom Lerone, too?
Yeah, I've been out back a couple times for some garlic knots.
You reached the end of your rope there.
God damn it!
I told him to make the mic cords really short so you couldn't do that. He was going to walk through the whole crowd with a microphone. TJ's going deep. People in the back have a shot. Oh!
No one really went for it. It's always the people up front that really did it. Congratulations, Sarah.
And she made a big sign that's got lights on it.
Wait a minute, did Graham Elwood sign this already?
Yeah,
Graham
I guess he brought that the last
time. So did you.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, he signed his name Doug Benson.
Doug Benson. She must have been here when we were here a few months ago. And yeah, I kind of remember that sign.
I love this sign. What a beautiful blue hue.
What is that, foam core?
You know, I was thinking that, but now I'm looking at it, I think it might be tack board. Shit, I don't know. But it's, yeah, Sarah, and it just says, yeah, Denver, which
yeah.
I guess it's supposed to be Denver, yeah, but I don't know because I'm not a part of it in the weirdest way.
What do you got, Brendan?
Coal. Same thing I get in my stocking every year, coal.
It says the name Cole, and it's a sun with a smiley face on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up over a city.
I think that's probably Denver, right?
Denver.
It's Denver, but there's a weird Asian sun attacking it.
It looks like it's kind of like a South Park character got blown up real big and then that attacked the city.
Can I say that on the back? Brendan, did you see this?
Well, page? No.
Okay. I thought it was a note. I'm sorry.
Is there a shithead on the back of yours?
There's a shithead on the back of mine.
Nope.
Not on the
Okay, good. We're safe.
I think they wrote it.
Won't accidentally read it. And what do you have, Tim?
It says actually, Kel Bell, like Kill Bill.
Kel Bell, yeah.
Volume.
Kel Bill.
Ghost Protocol.
Volume. Ghost Protocol.
Yep.
And so, Kel, is the person
over there in the middle?
It's Bill.
Bill.
So why'd you write Kel Bill? What does that mean?
Maybe that's just what he thought it was called.
That's a much better title.
He's only heard people with weird accents say it.
He just thought everybody in the movie just referred to Mr. Bill by just his last name. And his first name is Kel. And what does it say in the back? Nothing? Okay, so we'll get shitheads from them later if need be. And who won that last game?
I won the last one.
Oh, Tim won the last one.
Yeah,
very good.
I did.
Good for you, Tim. We're going to play to 2 points.
Cheated.
And thank you to everyone who brought festive name tags for the proceedings. And I apologize. I apologize that my guests picked the worst ones.
I don't think we tried.
No, they're great.
Thank you.
I want to take the side of all the people that are feeling disappointment right now.
Yeah. That's the weirdest guy who's.
They're so good about disappointment
season.
In Denver.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. Sadness. Yeah. Let's have a disappointment party. My place.
Wear that shoe with the hole in it.
Wear those underpants with that thing that sticks in you.
What? I don't know.
Wait, what?
I got a gig at my place in Emerson Poems. I tried also.
I don't know.
It's good, you guys. We're doing good. There has been no drunken, disturbance, like throwouts. Throwouts? Is that what we call them in the business?
Is that usually?
When someone has to leave a club, we call them a throwout.
Throwouts, yeah. Throwouts and put-ins. Let all the well-being people put in.
Is when you grab somebody walking to another event, and you're like, come in here, no, you're an audience member.
You
now.
Look well-behaved, sit in the front row.
Get on in here.
Congratulations, you're a put-in.
You're a throw-out.
Yeah, the throw-out's like, thank you.
Well, I always theorized that there was like something about this club that it's like people, it's a really fun club. So there's always one person that drinks too much. And I thought, well, I'll do my shows at 4:20. That won't be a problem. Because it's too early in the day. Then I had to be reminded that this is Denver. And it's fucking Sunday afternoon. Yeah. And so...
Yeah. Denver's a drinking culture.
There's people are going to be drunk. Sunday, shut the fuck up day.
Hold on, Doug. Sunday fun day is a national holiday in Denver. Every single week we celebrate Sunday. As being
in the state of Denver, yes. I'm sorry. That was really rude, but I was laughing inside as I said it.
Denver, it's part of the culture. If you wake up at 10 a.m. and you're like, I'm going to have a beer, no one really judges that. They just go, what a fun guy. I'd like to be fun too. All amount.
I dropped my pen. I don't need it. I don't really need it, but I'm going to pick it up anyway.
Make sure to have it.
Mark Maron.
All right, Tim.
Lock the gates! Everything's
Brendan's
shit.
Doing an impeccable impression of Mark Maron right now. Just hunched over, angry forward.
Fucking shit.
Sometimes it's what the fuck. Oh. Hey, what the fuck? Hey, fuckatinos, fuckateers, fucknuts.
Tim gets to pick a category. Because we're playing the Leonard Maltin game, I think.
Yeah.
At Teach AK, which I think stands for Alaska, maybe, he suggested Fred Hot Summer, which is movies that have Freddie Prinze Jr. and the word summer in the title.
Fred. Yeah,
there's three of them. Or...
And no one's ever seen any of them.
Celebrating a birthday today is the actor George Hamilton. And, so the films of George Hamilton.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And then...
I like that one that he did. I don't remember the name. Where the older fellow was his father. I like that one.
And at Hulkarino suggested the Bjorn Legacy. And that's movies that have ABBA songs in them.
Wow.
Wow.
Which one of those do you like, Tim?
I think I gotta go Freddie Prinze.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is in this movie that also has the word summer in the title. Narrows it down to three by my estimation. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. Didn't care for it much.
That's it, and then he signed in blood.
He says about this movie that it is a plotless mess. And he also says that Jack Black appears unbilled.
That's the end of his review. Right? Also, a famous guy was there, but no one talked about it.
He throws in little factoids like that in there, in case you're a Jack Black completist and didn't realize. And there's 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Tim?
I'm going to go big and go 10.
10 names.
That is big.
I'll say 9.
Probably more like going small, but 9 is also a lot of names.
Feeling good about 8, Doug. Wanting to do 8.
TJ says 8.
Do we still get the year?
Oh, I didn't say the year?
Yeah. Gotta say the year.
Let's say the year. This is very important in this
case.
All
three of these movies were made in the same year, probably.
Probably.
they were actually made in the span of 2.5 weeks in Freddie Prinze's father's backyard.
What a crazy schedule he must have had to make 3 movies that are about summer.
Well, they had to do it all
time.
Summer.
There was an A unit, a B unit, and a C unit.
The year is 1998.
What?
Yeah.
1998?
Tim says 7.
I say name that movie,
Brendan
Tim.
Says
and
name
that's
it.
What it's going to be, Tim. Take it to the judge. I'm trying to generate new catchphrases. You don't think you don't do that? I'm just trying to make.
Because you never know what's going to catch on. Yeah, Denver doesn't mean anything. People love it.
I invented talk
so
to the hand.
So take it to the judge could totally work.
1989, I invented talk to the hand.
That's true.
What?
Yeah, I started
still,
it.
You're collecting residuals on that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Every time someone says it, I get a check for a nickel.
It's so weird they send you a check and not just a nickel.
Costs more to cash those checks than a nickel. All
right.
Costs $20 in gas.
My bank's in Boulder. And I live in Los Angeles. It's crazy.
It's a bank / good dispensary.
It's a good credit union.
Your 7 names. Tim.
Oh, Timmy, let it
stack. Manny interests on Twitter are John Hawks, Jennifer Esposito, Jeffrey Combs, Bill Cobbs, Matthew Settle.
Oh my God, Tim.
Muse Watson and Mekhi Phifer.
What?
Who we all know from one of those Eminem songs.
Ray couldn't get Michelle Phifer.
All right, I'll go Summer of Sam.
Oh, that's a fun guess.
Nope, wrong.
Tim was sure he had it, Doug.
The next name, maybe more names would have helped. The next name is Brandy. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
I know what you did.
But
last
my
summer.
Life, my I love, and the lady still know what you did last summer with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt. So my this friend guy. Brendan gets a point.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir.
Did it.
The point goes to my friend.
I'll take it.
Yeah, take it any way you can get it.
Yeah, I know. I'm running out of friends.
Yeah. And once you've got it, you know what to do with it. Take it to the judge.
Oh, my God, it's catching on.
Because I'm not doing it.
Let's have this be a catchphrase that Pete Holmes isn't a part of. Let's do a show where every time we say it, it gets a big laugh, and he doesn't know why.
You guys, here's what everybody listening and everyone in the audience has to promise this. If Pete Holmes ever says, take it to the judge, you guys all have to go, boo.
Wait, this hinges on
our doesn't love you. Die, Pete.
This hinges on someone in this audience ever seeing Pete Holmes live and him saying a phrase that nobody says.
Probably 0%.
Well, we could fly out next time he's going to be here and hand out little flyers secretly to all the audience.
I've already
and
then started we'll make a Pete,
how about we use the internet? Yeah.
No, we still want to do it by hand with flyers.
We're grassroots style. Me and TJ pass out lots of flyers. Yeah. Lots of stuff.
Tons of stuff, man.
Mostly sayings that we're trying to get to catch on.
Ton of them. Brendan, be my friend, and that's one of them.
I like take it to the judge.
It's too long to fit on the flyers that we print. Take it to the judge.
Let's play the next round. You get to pick a category, TJ.
Okay.
You get to choose between, and then we'll go to Brendan challenge last time, right? Yeah, to go to Brendan next.
Oh, yeah.
At Buddha Cosby on Twitter wrote the category Yabba Dabba Don't.
I thought his name was the category.
I know,
Buddha
right?
Cosby.
Buddha Cosby, movies where Cosby touches his belly. No, it's Yabba Dabba Don't. That's cartoons but turned into live action movies. Because it doesn't ever work out, I think, is the point that Buddha Cosby's making. He's such a wise, you know, funny soul, that Buddha Cosby.
It has worked out, and even a little more than one would even imagine, counting my personal home screenings.
Next option, sent in by Elio. TCM, that's a complicated Twitter name. Change it. Suggested West Side Story, and that's movies that have either sharks or jets in them.
Oh, that's good.
That's amazing.
It's really creative. Yeah,
that's a great one.
And then finally, your third choice, TJ, is at Joel Bong, suggested... Since the Olympics are ending today, movies that either have bronze, silver, or gold in the title. So bronze, silver, gold.
I mean, this has really been an
sharks
Olympic...
Sharks or jets, or Yabba Dabba Don't.
This has really been an Olympic crowd. You know, you guys have really gotten into the Olympics. So I think bronze, silver, gold.
There they are again. Super into it. Losing their minds over this category.
Can't get enough of it.
All right, TJ. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that has silver, gold, or bronze in the title, or gold, bronze, or silver. This movie is from 1985, and Leonard calls this movie sprawling and well-made. And he also says he's telling you at the end of the review, just don't think about it too hard. Don't hurt your widow brains. No, don't think about it too hard, but it's sprawling and well-made. 3 stars, 85, has gold, bronze, or silver in the title. And he lists 13 names. How many names do you think you can get in? Brendan, my friend, has 1 point.
10 names.
Tim has 0. What?
10 names.
Okay. We go to Brendan, my friend.
It's me?
Yeah.
I'll say 9.
Name it.
Wait a second. Let me talk you through this.
Okay. Wait, no, welcome to the Thunderdome. He's into it.
Okay.
No, oh, man.
I'll go 8.
He says 8, TJ.
Name that movie food shirt.
Name it.
Put
I'm
that
just
in
saying,
your grandma's
I'm
wig.
I'm saying 9 names would have been
union.
A lot.
It would have been?
Yeah,
movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, always.
It's too late now. 9.
Yeah, because most movies have, like, you know, 1 or 2 people at the top that are pretty well known and for that movie. So that's my suggestion. But I've been wrong, you know. T.J. Miller, what was it one time? You just said, name it, when somebody had all the names. And then I listed all the names, and they didn't know. It was Pete Holmes didn't know Devil Loves Prada.
Right. Yep.
That's
Devil.
Doug,
Devil Loves Prada.
Doug, that's called tactical warfare.
Have you also seen Devil's Favorite is Gucci? Have you seen...
Devil on my Armani.
All right, so you get 8 names. Yeah.
8 names, Tim.
This movie has silver, gold, or bronze in the title. It's sprawling and well-made, and just don't think too much about it. And your 8 names are Jeff Fahey, Lynn Whitfield, Joe Seneca, Ray Baker, Jeff Goldblum, Linda Hunt, Brian Dennehy, Rosanna Arquette, Woo! Woo! John Cleese, Danny Glover, Kevin Costner. Those are your 8 out of 10 names.
Gotta be Lethal Weapon.
Kevin,
I'm too old for your shit. Any idea?
No.
Name a movie that has gold or bronze or
bronze?
Maybe silver in the title.
No, I don't get nothing from that time frame now.
The motion picture also starred
it's a Western, right?
Two gentlemen named Scott Glenn and Kevin Kline. It's called...
Can I?
Say it.
Gold Ink Eye. Gold Ink Eye. It's a James Bond film. And it's a great one. You'll love it when you pronounce it correctly.
Silverado is the name of the movie.
Yeah,
Silverado.
Western. Come on.
So TJ's on the board. TJ has a point, everybody.
You don't have to pretend to be excited.
I thought it was a bronze tail. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bronze tail, right? Goldito's way, right? Carlitos.
Silver and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
An Al Pacinco movie.
I liked I liked that movie. I liked that Gregory Peck movie, Gold Gringo. No? Okay.
I love that film. There's a silver lining to every playbook.
Oh yeah, that would be a good one. The playbook silver lining.
Yeah, it's not reviewed yet, but... And also this category, you know, it's done, this category. Today's the last day of the Olympics.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's over with.
The fever is gone.
But we have a very hot game going here. 1 point for TJ, 1 point for Brendan. Tim still needs to get on the board. And since the challenge was to TJ to you, then we'll start with Brendan and then go to TJ.
Okay.
And you get to pick.
All right.
Between the following categories. Would you like 10 years ago to this very day, the King of Pancakes category? That's the movie. It was the number one movie at the box office. Domestic. Don't know about the territories.
Wash that ass in Rhode Island.
Don't know about TJ's private showings either.
Wash that ass in Rhode Island.
It might work out. You better wash that ass in Rhode Island.
That's just good common. That's a nice thing to tell people before they go to Rhode Island.
You better know.
You gotta wash that ass.
But not until you get there.
Yeah. Don't worry about that ass till you enter Rhode Island.
Or would you like in theaters, ciao, and that's films that take place in Italy, or I'm So Thor, movies where someone has a lisp.
So what's it supposed to be? I'm So Sore?
This one's been on the that one's been on the show before. It gets a big laugh every time.
What is it? It's I'm So Sore?
I'm So Thor.
But why is that the sentence they choose? Like, we all know when someone says, I'm so sore, right?
Yeah.
I'm So Thor. And why isn't it I'm So Thor? Huh, Doug?
Yeah.
Why not that? Why not I'm So Thor?
Or why
when
not
it's a comic book character.
Wash your ass in Rhode Island.
Which one, TJ? Just pick one.
Oh, wait, I'm picking.
I want TJ to pick
it. Okay,
because he's going to do all the talking either way.
No, that's not true.
No, but Brendan gets to pick. I'm sorry.
So, real quick, I'm So Thor, and then...
There's no reason to be angry. Just play the game.
The one to Italy one? The lisping one?
Uh-huh.
And
10 years ago
today,
this very day.
Which would have been the year 2002.
Are you one of them smart types?
I'm one of those, yeah. It'd be August
12th. PhD.
Can't believe you could pull that off, even at this altitude.
I'll go with, I'll do I'm So Thor.
You're going to regret it.
I don't know.
But that's cool. Okay, this is a movie where someone has a lisp, and it's from the year 1962.
It's a Robert Altman film.
I don't think he was making films yet.
Called So Many Ladies. So
he
much over talking.
3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1962. That someone has a lisp in it. He says about this movie that it was remade for television in 2003. And he also says that this movie is an affectionate slice of Americana. Yeah. From 1962. And he only lists seven
lists,
names.
You mean?
Lists seven names.
He only lists
seven names.
He only lists seven names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Brendan Walsh?
Seven.
Seven. He said seven names. And then, who was the last challenger? TJ. We go to TJ.
I say, name that movie.
Oh, come on. Six would be so much more fun to say with a lisp.
Not as fun as this sweet victory, Brendan.
All right. You're giving him all seven names.
Every single one. And that's about good.
All right, your seven names. You want the clues again?
It was Americana, Slice of Americana, remade in 2003.
For television.
For television.
Mm-hmm. Not remade for theaters. 62, 3.5 stars. And your 7 names. Don't help him if you know it. Because I'll be impressed if you do. And you will probably be so impressed with yourself that you will have to tell us.
You're just in your mind like, the only useful piece of information I've ever had.
It's totally not useful. So if you do think you know it, raise your hand and we'll ask you after Brendan doesn't know it.
There are no hands risen.
No, okay. I mean once talk. I start saying the names, somebody's going to know it, I think. Because okay. I'm saying all 7 names.
Yeah.
And they are Ron Howard, Pert Kelton, Paul Ford, Hermione Gingold, Buddy Hackett, Shirley Jones, and Robert Preston. Raise your hand if you know it. See, people know it.
I think I know it.
So raise your hand. Can't believe you never got that deodorant commercial.
It'll be our secret. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know why they were able to get the rights to that laughing.
What's it called, Brendan? TJ's going to be our winner if you can't name it.
Listen,
Brendan. Ron Howard directed it, right?
No. Robert Altman directed it. Buddy Hackett and... Fuck.
Is it that one about Abbott and Costello? I don't know.
I mean, I've heard that phrase a lot. Isn't that one with...
The Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the...
Hey.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm making files of a child pretending to have a lisp. Because that's what Ron Howard did in the classic motion picture, The Music Man.
Oh, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah! Oh, no.
I almost sang a song for that earlier in the podcast.
Which,
Doug, in, when I was in East High School in Denver, Colorado, we put on a production of The Music Man, and I sang Shapoopy because I was Marcellus Washburn, the part that Buddy Hackett played, and I was fucking terrible.
I don't remember.
Shapoopy,
I don't remember.
I can never tell what they're saying, but... It's a fun number.
That's the where the song, it's T that rhymes with P. It's T,
it rhymes with
trouble
pool.
With a capital
trouble.
T. That rhymes,
you
yeah,
almost
that,
started singing the musical.
I almost started singing that earlier for some other reason.
It's so crazy.
Were you getting in trouble?
No, you guys were doing something about something. I almost started singing. Well, and I always thought Dick Van Dyke was in that fucking movie, so... I lost, fair and square.
Shapoopy, Shapoopy, that girl is hard to meet.
You're thinking of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What?
But they got like that a Dick Van Dyke knockoff for The Music Man, though, right? Who's the head guy on that? Robert Preston?
Robert Tim. Preston played it in the movie.
Tim.
He's like a poor man's Dick Van Dyke, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
He'd done it on Broadway and whatnot. Mm. And he's been in a bunch of stuff, Robert Preston. He was in, what's that movie... 80, so Starfighter. No, Last Starfighter.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's good in that.
All right. Well, that's the podcast, everybody.
Shapoopy, the girl who's hard to get.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming.
Wow.
Something special just for me. And everyone's like, why is that kid singing words that he can't say right? He's spitting all over the town. Okay, so TJ's our winner, so...
You guys, thank you so much. It's so fun to come back. I hope you enjoyed it. And just because the winner got... I brought a bunch of DVDs of my mediocre comedy special that I'd like to...
Did you sign that for her?
What's that?
Did you write TJ Miller on the back of that?
No, I mean, no.
Why did it say TJ Miller on the back of that? Was that who you wanted me to call a shithead?
There was no shithead, so I wrote my own.
You want me to find out
who her
shit
name on the back? Yeah, just get her to write it down on the back of that. That'd be good if both you guys could do that. I'll ask TJ while they're doing that. Have you got any specific things to plug? I think you plugged some things earlier in the show.
I have a podcast called Cashing In with TJ Miller, and it's if you like it, please listen to it. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. It's not worth it. There's a little to shy. And
yours is the most democratic podcast. Yeah. You don't force anyone to listen
to
it.
We get, you know what? You don't have to if it's not for you. And then, yeah, the Goodwin Games on Fox. Mashup is coming out. I really hope you guys enjoy that. Check it out. It's in October on Comedy Central. We've got 8 episodes of really great comedians, and we want to do more seasons to get more great comedians. So check that stuff out.
Put that in your wheel well and spike it into a football stadium. No?
It's a little wordy.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Somebody said that. I think it was comedian Hugh Fink talks about how what, he did a stand-up show and the review said that his stand-up was too wordy.
That's all we have.
That's all. Yeah, right? He plays violin a little bit. Maybe that's what they were saying.
Too wordy. More violin.
Yeah.
And anything to plug, Brendan?
Yeah, I'll be... I'm touring with Todd Barry and Neil Hamburger starting on Wednesday. We'll be touring all through the South.
Both amazing comedians. And Brendan Anderson.
It's going to be a fun show. Go to my website, BrendanWalsh.com. It has all the dates on there. And then after that, I believe September or August 29th through the 1st, I'll be in Portland at Helium. So get tickets for all those things.
Yeah, especially you guys here in Denver.
Well, other people listening.
Get on that. Yeah, it is a podcast.
Have you been to Portland lately? It's a cheap flight.
Now you have a reason to go.
You can crash with me.
That and so you don't feel as weird about your beard.
Wait, so I don't feel weird about
it? No, not about you. Just when you're in Portland, it's very hard to feel insecure about your beard because everyone has
it. Everybody has a beard, yeah.
I love it. Whew, I quickly dodged that ball.
Tim, thank you so much for being here. Thanks, Tim, you do a good job, everybody.
Thank you.
And what projects do you have coming up?
Oh, me and Scorsese are working on something.
Jim Scorsese.
Bill Scorsese.
He works with him at a pizza place.
It's actually this guy named Gregory Smith. I just call him Scorsese.
That's his nickname.
We call him Scorsese. Everyone else in their friendship group is like, we never call him that. Also, it's weird that you guys call it a friendship group.
But no, you don't want to tell anybody anything about your actual life? You want to keep it on the QT?
Cool. Yeah.
But people can write to you at Manny Interests.
That's right.
And yeah.
Thank you.
So meet up with him on Twitter and say, good job, Manny. I mean... Tim.
Scorsese.
Scorsese. I'm going to be got shows in Virginia Beach, Seattle, San Jose, and San Diego. They're all listed at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you, everybody here.
I have another catchphrase.
Hang on, he's got another catchphrase, everybody.
He shoots, he Scorsese's.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
He shoots, he Scorsese's Inception. Inception.
All right, can I thank the audience now?
Yeah.
Thank you, audience! You guys were awesome! Nobody got thrown out. Stick around, because I'm going to take a picture of you guys to put on the internet. And I'm glad I've been planning to do this here for a few months, and I'm glad it actually finally happened. And we'll be back again. I'll be back again for sure, and probably all these guys as well. And as always. I don't know which one to do first. The Chinese Olympic diving team is a shithead.
Those poor girls.
Thanks.
This is the weirdest coincidence. People that yell nice hat at TJ Miller is a shithead. I'm kidding.
You're not.
I'm kidding. Stop the song.
You're not. Thank you, Doug, for doing this in Denver. Yeah?
No, you don't have to do that. And as always, cash-only dispensaries are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Heisenwald is viewing Cowboys.
Big Tim.